Saturday morning, how are you? It is Trina Murray here, and Mick Doyle has joined us today to tell us all about cerebral palsy football. Now, a while ago, we did an item on amputee football, which is something I never knew existed. And my eyes have been opened again. Mick, tell me all about this.
Hi, Trina. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it. We have the CP Football Academy. It's the only CP-centric club in the country. We cater for about between 60 and 70 players between the ages of 7 upwards. We have a foundation group that caters for children with cerebral palsy from 7 to 10. We have a junior group which caters for children from 10 to 16. And then we have an intermediate group from 16 upwards. And that group acts as a feeder group into the full international panel that plays international football for Ireland. The intermediate group have just come back from a club tournament at Barcelona where they finished fourth, which was fantastic for them. It's great.
Wow. Isn't this incredible? Because years ago, there was just nothing available. You know, if you had cerebral palsy, sport just wasn't going to be your thing. And now it is. It's incredible, isn't it?
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. And to be honest with you, the foundation of the club was built on a very dedicated and hard-working committee who've been absolutely fantastic. And it makes our job as coaches and volunteers a little bit easier. I mean, it's been a big year for the club. We've just come back off the back of hosting an international festival where we had teams from Denmark, Norway and the UK in the AOL complex 2 weeks ago for the football festival. And another great accolade this year for the club, which is fantastic, is that we've just achieved the FAI club mark, which is recognition for the administration, management and governance of the club, which is a fantastic achievement for a disability club. It's absolutely unbelievable. At the end of this month, we take 15 of our players, 15 of our junior players off to play in a football festival with CP Soccer US in a place called Fort Anne, which is in upstate New York, just on Lake George. So we take them over there for 5 days for a football festival.
So you're going to be giving us out the GoFundMe now in a minute for that, because I guess the idea is to get as much money in as you can to make sure everyone is looked after on that trip. You don't want to be leaving any of the players behind. When it comes to training, you know, for cerebral palsy football, what are the biggest challenges, would you say?
To be honest with you, Trina, there's no challenge.
Brilliant.
I mean, the children absolutely love it, and it's all about enjoyment for them. I mean, effectively, it's a football club for children with cerebral palsy, as opposed to children with cerebral palsy with a football club, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's football centric from a very early age. Cerebral palsy basically is a motor issue with the children, with their legs and their arms. And what we try and do, we try and build their core strength from a very early age. So aside from the football element of it, it helps them in their everyday life as well. Just really, really good for them. And the kids love it. And the coaches do a phenomenal job every Saturday with the kids as well. One thing I should have mentioned as well is that of the 15 kids that we have going up to Fort Anne, there's one young girl in that group as well, a young girl called Ella Sherlock, and she takes part in other sports as well, but she's really taking to the football, and she's coming along with us, and I'm sure she'll have a great time.
Good on you, Ella. So I guess the idea is we want people to put their hand in their pocket today, don't we, really, and give a few quid
to help you along. If they can.
Yeah, of course.
If they can. I mean, again, the club have been fantastic. The club are going to fund the activity in the camp for the 5 days when we're over there. But I mean, obviously, with the fact that the kids are travelling, some of their parents are going to have to travel as well. And you can imagine the cost associated with getting one of the children and one and possibly two of the parents coming along as well. And it can be quite expensive. So we've set up a GoFundMe page. It's CP Football Camp and Tournament, Fort Anne, New York, 2022. So if people are listening, we'd really appreciate you putting your hand in your pocket and making some form of a donation. We'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely. A fiver, whatever you have. The price of a coffee would do.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely anything at all.
Yeah.
It's really going to help. Because isn't it so great? It's not just about the sport. It's about the friendship and the teamwork. And there's so much there, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. And that's effectively what it is. I mean, we have the fact that it's the only CP-centric club in the country. I mean, every Saturday, we have children travelling from as far away as Skibbereen, Kilkenny, Galway, Roscommon, on a weekly basis to come for the two-hour training session in the AOL complex in Clonshock. And in fairness to the people in the AOL complex as well, they've been extremely good to us as well in terms of giving us the training facility. It's just fantastic. I mean, it's difficult to put into words what it means to these kids, you know.
Yeah, I can hear the passion in your voice. I'm sure you're very proud of them as well, heading off to the States. So if you can spare a couple of quid, please help them out. Is there a website or social media or anything that people can have a look at?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. you pick it up there with Cerebral Palsy Football or the CP Football Academy.
Fantastic. Mick, pleasure as always. Thanks a million for coming on. It is something
training
for the weekend
start.
On Ireland's
Thanks
Classic Hits.
Call.